I bet your parents have got lots of patience with you, haven't they? Grandparents. Yeah. Any other children that parents have lots of patience? Or parents with patience with children, and children patience with parents, and patience with grandparents? Well, this has some definition here. It's the quality of waiting calmly without complaining. And Daniel's actually going to blow up a balloon for me. Come on, Daniel. Does this sound familiar, blowing your balloons? But you realise the actual origin of the word patience comes from the word pate, which is actually to endure. So we're having to endure watching Daniel blow up a balloon, going red-faced. Do you feel like this when you're in a party and waiting for the balloons to be blown up, and adults as well, you're blowing them up and you've got 200 balloons to blow up? It involves quite a lot of patience, doesn't it? Thank you, Daniel. You've demonstrated patience quite well.
I want to know what he's going to do with this now.
Yeah, so as many of you actually know, I actually work at the college, and I actually work with people with learning difficulties. And some of these people, they struggle to even count. Some of them can't even read. And they are sort of directing your finger along the line, and actually using quite a lot of phonetics for them to actually learn. And I think the children here, and parents and grandparents, can actually say, I'm teaching 16 plus at their level. And you might find that some of the levels here are higher than what I'm actually teaching. And it involves quite a lot of patience there. I'm also teaching people that don't want to be in school. They feel that education has failed them, and they're quite rebellious. So here's me having to demonstrate patience with them, just to calm them down. And actually, wonderfully, it works, just by demonstrating that patience. And it's just so nice that when we're sort of cooking and they're having to count 5 sausages on a frying pan, and the smile that appears on their face is absolutely wonderful. The ones that sort of explode because of their really bad attitudes, they smile as well. And it's just so nice to actually see that progress. And interestingly, we're going to want to find out, why is patience so important? In the New Testament, it actually refers to being patient 34 times. So to me, that's going to be important, hasn't it? And it reminded me of an experiment that happened in one of the top universities in the world at Stanford. And the guy actually gave, under force, a marshmallow. So, would you like to have a marshmallow? Yeah, I've got some plates here. Yeah. Right. But he made them wait 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yes. This is torture, isn't it? Absolute torture. I'm sorry, should we let your parents take some marshmallows and give it to you? Yeah? Okay. Do you want to pass all the marshmallows? So each child's got one marshmallow. And the idea was, after 15, 20 minutes, if they hadn't eaten it, then they were allowed two.
So you can see where this is actually going.
Okay, so there's many times we need to demonstrate patience, isn't there? So what about here? On the board now, we've got some traffic lights. Yeah? So can anyone tell me, we've got the red light covering the person. Is it safe to cross? It's not safe to cross, is it? What about the next one? Is it safe to cross now? Yeah. What happens if we cross when the red light's on? The red person. We're going to get squashed, aren't we? So we need to develop patience just crossing the road. Remember that green cross road. What about playing games? You know, like games of cards here, haven't they? You've played patience before. Yeah? That involves a lot of patience, doesn't it? Yeah? What about when you're in a queue? Anyone been in a queue at the big supermarkets and there's 20 people in front of you? All the checkouts are busy and you've got to wait. Or you might go for the shortest queue and there's one person in front of you and this person is counting out all the pennies. one pence at a time, and it comes to £57. And then she gets to the final penny, and can I double check, please? Oh, I need some more shampoo. What about when we're actually gardening? Can anyone? That's Messy Church, remember that? I'm not going to be upside down. Really, really small. Yeah. And it was a plant that we actually planted on the last Messy Church. And it took forever and ever for it to germinate. I know George Madley came into church and said, "It's germinated." And I looked at him and I thought, "There's nothing there." But we had to demonstrate patience. Is yours bigger than that now?
Yes.
So I've got to really demonstrate my patience there. Shall we see how we're getting on with our marshmallows? Has anyone eaten any marshmallows yet? Not yet. How wonderful is that? Shall we let them have some more?
Yeah.
Do your parents and grandparents want to take pass them around? Because they've done really, really well, haven't they?
Yeah.
And interestingly, it's not just the Christians that are saying about patience. Now, there's a professor in psychiatry that actually says patience is a lifelong spiritual practice as well as any way to find emotional freedom. So if we have patience, this has come from the scientific world, we have emotional freedom. That's quite a powerful statement, isn't it? And it goes on to say that if we have patience, we are able to invest in relationships instead of acting aggressively and possibly giving up on people. How real is that? It enables us to decrease our stress levels, allowing us to decide how to respond to frustration and disappointment. So true, isn't it? Think about your time in the shopping aisle, that annoying person in front of you. Going back onto the marshmallow test, it was really interesting. Her conclusions was that those who waited were less prone to obesity, they had better health, they had greater career satisfaction, they had more successful marriages, they scored better academically, and they have higher salaries. That's pretty good for science, isn't it? Backing up why the Bible is so full of the virtues of being patient. And as the famous phrase goes, good things come to those who wait.
Right.
Did any of you hear about the teacher? It's all about teachers today, isn't it? Helping one of her reception class children put her boots on. She asked for help, and she could see why. With her pulling and pushing, the boots didn't want to go on. By the time she got the second boot on, she had worked up a sweat. She almost whimpered when the little boy said, "Teacher, they're on the wrong feet." She looked, and sure enough, they were. It wasn't any easier pulling the boots off than it was pulling them on. She managed to keep her cool as they worked together to get the boots back on, this time on the right feet. Then he announced, "Those aren't my boots!" She bit her tongue rather than get right in his face and scream. "Why didn't you say so?" Like she wanted to. Once again, she struggled to help him put the ill-fitting boots on. He then said, "They're my brother's boots. My mum made me wear them." She didn't know whether to laugh or cry. She mustered up the grace to wrestle the boots on her feet again. She said, "Now, where are your mittens?" He said, "I stuffed them in the toes of my boots." Have you ever had one of those days? Whatever you do, just doesn't seem to work out. I know I have. So we've got our first slide, and it's actually showing where Thessalonia actually is. Well, first of all, we're going to have a look at why did Paul actually write this? And the reason he actually wrote it to the church in Thessalonia, which is actually in Greece, when it comes on, us. So you can actually see Greece there. It's a nice warm climate. And this is when the church had just started, it's AD 50. And they were being persecuted, as we see dotted around the globe now, don't we? Christians being persecuted. And Paul was telling them how to live Christian life. Hence the reason we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit. And here he's actually telling them to be patient while you wait for that second coming. He's correcting them on that. And we've just sang a song, haven't we, about waiting in expectation for that second coming. So far, we've looked at love, joy, peace, and like we've noted, we're looking at patience today. And notice here that Paul is actually talking about the whole work of the whole church. Talks about relationship again, doesn't it? Saying that in being impatient damages relationships. And we talked about that earlier. And you can only see that in your family, can't you, your friends. Those that are impatient do tend to have more rocky relationships. So verse 14 says, we should be patient with everyone. And I think you can safely put your hands up. I know I can. It's not easy. Being patient is very, very hard. Which is quite understandable when you think there's many incidents with the pressures of work, pressures at school, preschool, various injustices that happen around the globe, slave trade being one of them. Live in a world where we have mobile phones, like that one, so I know that I can contact someone just like that. And most of the time, you expect an immediate answer. So you're not safe, are you? Wherever you go with one of these, someone can contact you. The age of airplanes, where we can be across the globe in less than a day. It's quite spectacular, isn't it? Laptops carry your work wherever you go. When I'm on the train going into Birmingham on a Monday evening, there's people there typing away doing their work. Can't escape from it. And then we have the infamous fast food restaurants. I remember going into a certain chain and I heard someone complain because it was taking too long. It was less than a minute. And they're very, very impatient. We hear the business slogans, time is money. Like the fruit that grows on the trees, we need to develop our fruit, don't we? It's like the plants that I showed you earlier from Messy Church. I've had to wait patiently for that. Same with the fruit of the Spirit. We have to develop it, and it's not going to happen overnight, even though that would be nice. Praying to God and practicing patience will help us become more patient. A certain amount of stress, though, and impatience can actually be quite good for us, can't we? So we just look at Mark and Dear Life with eight guitars. They have to have a certain amount of tension there. And if they don't have any tension there, what happens? It won't work. It'll be completely out of tune. Too tight. It'll sound awful. It'll snap. A bit like our patience, isn't it? So that right amount of tension does actually work. Like at school, preschool, yeah, your teacher should actually be giving you a certain amount of challenging activities. Pushing your patience, developing your learning. Those people that follow UCB Bible studies, have you followed that? You'll actually notice that some of the last few weeks have been looking at patience and actually respecting our church leaders, having patience. And I thought it was wonderful to actually see that happening again. It looks at relationships over the last few days as well. So if you haven't got a copy, there's still some at the back. Well worth the read. And in verses 12 and 13, Paul tells us to respect, to be patient with everyone, and to love. One of the phrases to do with patience was, haste makes waste. You know, a bit like the Green Cross Code, wasn't it, when we looked at the red traffic lights. If you run across the road, and there's a red man there, chances are if a car's coming, you're going to get squashed. Yeah? Or if it's a green man, and a car's come in, and you haven't... You've demonstrated a bit of impatience. Remember, green only means go when clear, doesn't it? That's for drivers as well. And if we don't tie our shoes correctly, Yeah, so I presume all the little ones here are learning how to tie their shoelaces.
Glasses.
A bit like that, yeah. Okay. And if we don't fasten our shoelaces, because we can't be bothered, they're going to come undone, aren't they? And then there's nothing worse than someone stepping on your shoelace, is there? Well, you actually trip over your shoelaces, demonstrating lack of patience when it comes to tying our shoelace. Driving cars. You know, we all like our cars, or most of us. Some people like to get to A to B the fastest, showing that impatience could actually mean having an accident. And we don't want any accidents, do we? So therefore, the police do tell us to keep our speed down to the correct level. Jesus in Mark 12 tells us to love our neighbour. And in 1 Corinthians 13, it says that love is patience, love is kind. And if we actually demonstrate patience to one another, we're demonstrating our love to one another. It's not just about counting to 10. We've got lots of pictures of demonstrating patience. So we've got patience game, we've got business people, we've got siege germinator, and we've got the old computer, isn't it? Our people tend to swear at them. But Joyce Meyer actually goes on and says, patience is not the ability to wait, but how you act while you're waiting. So back to that supermarket, when that person is in front being quite annoying, you don't start shouting at them, do you? Or pushing them out of the way. Or what some people do, boom, hard them with a shopping trolley behind, telling them to hurry up. We need to have patience. We need to look in the good in all people. Like Ben said the other week, he thanks God when he actually meets somebody. Echoing the verses of 16 and 18. Being grateful for people can also help us to improve our patience, as Paul in Thessalonians has said. So to conclude, Galatians 5 says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We need to allow people around us to see that our fruit is growing. We need to study His Word. We need to pray to Him without ceasing, as Paul says in verse 17. Asking that these fruits will grow, allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us. Patience is a key component to a healthy community. So let us make our lives and our communities healthier by demonstrating patience to one another. So let people see our love for them by us demonstrating our patience to them. Amen. Thank you.